Just going out there basically playing football as hard as you can and just hustling.
You understand as a safety the importance of kind of being the quarterback of, you know, right there?
And yeah, I understand. That's why I say it's a lot of studying you have to do to understand your plays and your checks, because it depends on the safety to come out with the calls and set the secondary up.
Is it a hard balance kind of? Is it kind of tentative right now when you're out there just because you are kind of in a learning process?
Yeah, sometimes it gets challenging at times. But like Coach always tells us, when you feel like you make a call, stick to your call and don't second guess yourself.
How comfortable is it out there for you at this point?
I'm starting to get the hang of things a little bit, but still got a long way to go. It's just the second day, so we got a whole lot of football left. So just trying to get the flow of things and just try to show improvement each day.
Okay, your first practice pick. That's something to be proud of.
Yeah. Anytime you get a pick, that was a great play by the linebacker, and I just so happened to be there. But anyway, you get a pick, you got to be happy.
I thought you were going to say great play by you.
No, that was all the linebacker. Sometimes say you're in the right place at the right time.
And a lot of times, obviously, outside of this room, it's all built up into you versus Big B, Big B versus you. But I noticed as soon as you came over, he's high-fiving you, he's patting you on the back. You guys are talking.
Oh, yeah, he helps out a lot. Just on the field, Nick helps you out. And then just with Atari being out on the sideline, he helps you out giving you mental reps. So he quizzes you on certain plays, telling you how to play plays in certain situations, and how to recognize routes, so he helps out a lot.
And as an athlete, how do you look at a position battle like that? You've been through that before in your career, so how do you look at a position battle for more playing time?
Right now I'm just trying to learn and just try to get better each day, and just following those guys' lead, Atari and Nick, you're going to get better just following their lead. So just pick up what they do and just go out there and play hard.
Sounds good.
Morgan, thanks, Coach McCarthy. Morgan said that, you know, any number one, any work you get with the number ones, just like Ryan's getting number one, you know, with the number ones on offense, is very valuable for you. So, I mean, just 2 days in, how valuable has it been so far?
Oh, it's very valuable because it's a learning experience. And so you're out there with all the other, with the ones, so it helps you play hard and helps you work hard and helps you to improve. But it's really, I look at it as a real good learning experience to pick up plays faster.
You know, I know the pick kind of right came to you, but is it nice, you know, to make one of those plays early in camp to get one under your belt?
Oh, you just get a pick, period. That's a DB's goal. So getting a pick, no matter how they come, you just accept them how they come.
Well, is that the thing that, you know, you're a playmaker at Georgia Tech? Is that basically, you know, the fans can expect that out of Morgan Bennett and to make plays back then?
I'm just going to go out there, play hard, try to play my responsibility to the best of my ability, and just hopefully everything will work out for itself. I'm feeling a little more comfortable each day. I'm not going to say I'm all the way comfortable because it's a lot more football left, but each day I'm starting to feel a little more comfortable. But my main thing is just try to learn my plays and know my plays down pat.
To be honest, on training, it looks like you've made the adjustment really well. Do you kind of feel that you've kind of fit into this thing pretty seamlessly?
I don't know. I'm just going out there playing hard and just try to gain the trust and respect of our coaches and our veteran teammates.